Hey, welcome to this episode. Today, we're going to be talking with Tony Buchanan. Tony is the founder of Life by Design Coaching Network. Tony, excited to have you here with us. Tell me a little bit about what got you into wanting to be a coach.
Well, I started out as a therapist. My first initial professional counseling job was in a male prison system in South Georgia. And from there, I started as a therapist working with families and as a court liaison in the Atlanta, Georgia area. And I kind of noticed that sometimes it was like an assembly line of some sorts. With some agencies, they have certain modalities that they like to use, whether it's FFT or EMT. And so that particular therapy, I didn't see a lot of changes. I didn't see the people getting things that they needed. It kind of felt like I was in an assembly line. So I said, well, you know what? Instead of focusing on the past and what got you this way, let me look into coaching. I'd rather focus on how to keep you in the present and how to find solutions to help you move forward in life. In other words, what can we do now so you don't feel stuck or, you know, that you're dealing with all these different blockages and challenges? And so therefore I started putting together coaching packages. And I think even as a therapist, I did a lot of coaching, a lot of interventions, you know, helping people with coping mechanisms. What do I do? How do I, you know, make these changes and make these changes lasting changes, which is very.
What was the difference that you saw when you kind of switched from that looking to the past versus looking to the present?
What I saw was grounding people to the present helps them to focus on what can I do now to become solution focused and not just sitting in someone's office. Let's be honest. I know there are different types of therapists and I've met some really great ones, but the great ones that I've met were kind of like me, myself. They were doing coaching and therapy at the same time. Mm-hmm. So I said, well, let me just cut out all the modalities. And you know, get me wrong, some of the modalities are really, really great. You know, cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT is something that we all use, whether you're a coach, you know, motivational interviewer. So there's some really great things, don't get me wrong. But I think as a coach, I felt like I was doing something. I felt like I was in my calling more so than with the therapy.
Yeah.
And also, if you don't know, some people may not know, a lot of communities, especially Hispanic and Black communities, do not take well to the term therapy or psychiatrist. They're more comfortable with coach.
Okay, gotcha. So the unique offering is really that blend between not just the therapy and not just the coaching, but kind of combining them both together.
Absolutely. So I've kind of combined them both and created my own coaching system or platform. I would say it that way.
Gotcha.
I no longer work with corrections, but I moved from corrections. I became a family therapist, working with multiple agencies in my area. Sometimes they would come to the office. Sometimes I would go to them to their home as a family therapist. Then when I got into coaching, I started doing more online. I worked with United Healthcare with their clients, and sometimes they'd be dealing with cancer. Some of their clients would be having issues with depression because it was around the time of COVID, and people was really having a hard time because, you know, at one point they were not burying people because of COVID. You had to wait. And so people were having a hard time. So it was anywhere from health and wellness coaching. But I was kind of doing it all at that point.
Gotcha.
And so I decided in 2019, let's just create your own coaching company where you can offer courses and programs to people, whether it's individual or group coaching, or if someone needs me to come speak on a mental health topic. I do fly all over the country and I speak on different topics, but mainly the coaching, the books, the software, it's different things. And I've written all of this myself and design all these programs myself from the 20 years of therapy experience, from the things that I saw that worked. I just kind of put it in a platform and introduced it to individuals as well as a group so they can, you know, get results and not just be waiting to 6 months to complete one goal on a treatment plan with their therapist or psychologist or psychiatrist, you know, and just taking medication.
It's kind of, in talking with you, you have a very kind of laid back demeanor. How has that helped you with, you know, encouraging people through coaching?
First of all, when you're dealing with someone as a coach, you want them to feel comfortable. You don't want them to feel anxious. You don't want them to be uncomfortable. You don't want them to feel like, you know, they're under a lens or they're being judged because of their situation. You have to help them understand that one thing COVID did do, it peeled the layer back off of mental health. And people stop thinking you got to be schizophrenic or you have to be bipolar. No, everyone has to be concerned with their mental health. There's things because during COVID, everybody went through what we call situational depression. Yeah. You were depressed because of your circumstance. You shut in the house and you can't go outside. So if you broke your leg, you will go to the ER, right? So if you're depressed for too long of a period of time, you could fall into what we call clinical depression. So these things need to be checked before they get worse. So people started looking at mental health in a completely different way. And now you have different people, especially the millennials and the Gen Zs, they jump right into it. They'd be like, my therapist said, right? Whereas the boomers and the older people are still a little uncomfortable saying that.
Yeah.
They look at it as a plus. And then I try to explain to people, I say, do you not realize Steph Curry, LeBron James, all these people have coaches, performance coaches, life coaches, they have therapists. Do you not realize most of these major people have all of this? You know, Halle Berry and Oprah Winfrey, they have therapists. So what about you? So you're supposed to just figure it all out on your own? And they sit back and they think about it and they'd be like, wow, I didn't think about it that way.
Yeah, no, that's a really powerful point of, you know, looking at the most successful people in the world. You know, they didn't get there alone. They had coaches, they had therapists. And I think that brings up a really good point. Could you touch on a little bit? I think a lot of people think of therapy and coaching as like, oh, if I'm completely lost or I have major trauma, big T trauma. But it sounds like you're saying that's not really the case.
It is not the case. Anytime you feel burnout, a lot of people in the work industry experience burnout. Anytime you start losing your car keys, you forget to pay the light bill and the gas bill. You forget to pick up the kids from school when you look at and you're 20 minutes late. You're going into what we call burnout. And if you don't catch yourself and find some me time or talk to someone, it could get worse and turn into a serious problem. So all of these things, when you start seeing your life spinning out of control, when Monday turns into Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and you look up and it's Friday and you asking somebody, what day is it? And you don't know what you did or how you get, you just kind of fell into each day of the week. That's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
Stress management. Yeah.
Now, typically when people think of therapy and especially coaching, it seems to come with a very high price tag. How do you help kind of bring it, because it sounds like you're talking about bringing it to kind of everyday people. How is that possible?
I think people need to understand that it's not as expensive as you would think. Even now, the government has programs, and Walmart, believe it or not, has a program for therapy. It is very inexpensive, sometimes almost nothing that you pay. In the government, anybody who makes under $50,000, you can get mental health for absolutely free, sometimes with zero copay. So there are programs and plans. There are things out there. And my job, too, at Life by Design Coaching Network is to get you resources. We'll get you the best program for you. Even if we can't help you, assist you, there's someone in my network that I know can. Now, as far as me, my group coaching is very inexpensive. It's $40 a week. You know, like say for people, you know, dealing with divorce. Like I have divorcees all struggling with that loss. People don't understand that when you get divorced, it's almost like somebody died. That is a serious loss. So having people in a group from 4 to 6 weeks, and we have a program scheduled, you know, for them where they can communicate with one another and have a better understanding that a lot of times what's going on with divorcees, what's in their head doesn't match what's in their heart. Mm-hmm. And they're struggling trying to find how to function because I still am in love with this person. But I when I think about what they've done to me, I start to hate myself because I don't understand why I still have these feelings.
What's the benefit of group coaching? Because I feel like to some people that seems a little awkward where it's like, oh, I got to reveal these things that I'm holding on to. Could you talk a little bit about that?
But this is the thing with me specifically with the group coaching. You do not have to reveal anything in the sessions. There will be homework given. There will be a different type of coping mechanism. There'll be things given to you that you can get off the call and work on with just you, you and yourself. And you can come back to the group and share how it worked for you or not. So it's a choice. It's a 4 to 6 weeks course. You don't have to talk. But if you find out, hey, I would rather do one-on-one after attending, you know, the group sessions and you're uncomfortable, you could do that. So I can make that available to you. Now, for my individual coaches, it is not a, you don't have to pay everything up front. There is a payment plan. So I will work with you if you want to do one-on-one and you're just uncomfortable with the group coaching.
Yeah. What's a, you know, without kind of disclosing any personal information, but what's a story that comes to mind of an individual situation, how coaching helped lift them out of that situation?
God, I had a young lady, I mean, she wasn't that young, but I just say young lady. She was having issues with a serious medical issue that was causing mental illness because she had wasn't able to sleep and she was in so much pain. She was only able to sleep maybe a few hours. And I said, listen, I got this product and I won't say it on the air, but I said, listen, it works. It's over-the-counter. And I told her what dosage to get. And she couldn't believe it. She said in the first time, like 5 years, she slept from 5 to 6 hours. She said she was so shocked and amazed. She took it to her doctor. And she said, do you know about this product? He said, yeah. She said, well, why didn't you tell me about it? I've been struggling for years to just sleep. My mental health is deteriorating because of what I'm experiencing as a result of my medical issue. He said, yeah, you know, I couldn't really tell you because we're under contracts and we, you know, offices, we have to prescribe the meds that the, you know, they want us to prescribe and all these things. He tried to explain the best way he could. But, you know, it's an herb. He's not going to tell you to take a herb. That over-the-counter could be $25,
$30. Yeah.
For me, it's about herbs and teas as well. So if you're having problems sleeping, I might get you on some specific teas, also along with the breathing side. So it's going to be a combination, the breathing exercises, a combination of things to not only cause you to have results faster, but you would be able to get back to yourself, be able to see the real you, you know, after these sessions. And she's not the only one. I've had so many, you know, it could be something as simple as getting you on good water. I had this one guy, he was in the Midwest somewhere, and he had high cholesterol, really needed to lose weight, was struggling with weight. So I gave him some really great, some things to do, even a process of, you know, am I full? It's a lot of different exercises you can do for people struggling with weight loss. But the water, he lived near a spring, artesian spring. I believe it may have been Wakanda. And he went and got this water. It changed his life. He know it took away the taste because all the minerals in the water, those deep, deep artesian springs, the water in those springs sometimes are millions of years old, just depending on where you go. And so you think about gold and all these minerals and in this water running over these rocks for years and years and years. So it has a level of minerals and stuff in it that the regular tap water that they get from the lakes and the oceans and just clean it up, it's not the same. And the water changed his life. He lost the weight. Cholesterol went down. High blood pressure went down. And it was just really some practical things. And he was talking about, we love fried chicken. I said, I'm not going to take y'all fried chicken. How about we can only eat it once a week? And he was cool with that. So it's not always don't do this, don't do that. Sometimes it's like going from doing it 7 days a week to 2 days a week. That could be a big win for some people. So things like that, I was so excited that he was able to lose the weight and just have great success.
Yeah. Well, and that's amazing to hear. And I love the way you kind of think about it because, I mean, even with that example that you shared, it's really not just, you know, therapy and coaching. It's also therapy, life coaching, and, you know, dietary and other components. Because really, I think that's a lot of times what we miss is all these components work together to help us to get better. And that's amazing that you touch on those and that you bring those expertise. So how does the network element help with that?
The network element is going to help in ways that I can't. So if I can climb bipolar, I can work with them, but it's going to be limited. It's going to be, I can meet with them only after they've met with a psychiatrist, and I'm going to be following up to make sure they're following the regimen and the guidelines of that psychiatrist. I can't just say, hey, I'll treat you or whatever. I don't give out medication. I'm not a psychiatrist. So that would be the difference. Either someone who is schizophrenic. I can work with you, but under the direction me and that psychiatrist would have to work together.
And that's what's and so that's part what of
comes into play.
Yeah, gotcha. So that's what's part of the design coaching network is you have all those different resources.
That's
different
psychologists, business executives, motivational speakers, executive coaches, all of that.
Wow. So it's very much you've kind of put together a almost one-stop shop for mental fitness, basically. Yeah. That's amazing. So what made you want to get into it? Where were you at when you thought, hey, I want to go help individuals, you know, at first in the prisons?
To be honest, it started when I was a teenager, 17, 18 years old. I remember being in college and young girls would come to my door and say, hey, will you talk with me? Will you pray with me? I got a problem. Mm-hmm. Can you give me advice? It started when I was really young. For some reason, people always ask me advice and you know, what should they do? Of course, counseling and coaching is more than advice, but that's where it started. They saw something in me and that they felt like I could help them find that. My motto, integrity, has always been huge for me because my father was big on that. He was saying, you only have one name. And he said, don't mess up your name. You want to make sure that, you know, don't say you can do something or be somewhere and you're not sure you can do it. So integrity, you know, mean what you say and say what you mean kind of motto. And so by me kind of being centered, I guess they could sense that and they want to say, well, how can I get that? How can I be centered? You know, how can I find my place of peace, if that makes sense? Yeah. Sometimes it could be as simple when I have a person who's struggling with certain things, I would tell them, I say, find you a theme song. Whatever you're stressed out, I don't care if you could be at work, you can be in the car, put that song in your phone where you can get to that song. And I need that song to bring you to your happy place. And I always give people the example. Have you ever been driving in your car? Maybe you just got some bad news, or maybe something happened at work or got an argument with your spouse and your favorite song comes on the radio. You completely shift. Don't let it be your prom song, you know, something that's has nostalgia for you. That kind of was like, and you know, when you're 17 or something, 18, your whole shifts, you change it. So it's real simple exercises that I help people center themselves, you know, using certain tools and things like that.
Yeah. So for someone who's interested, where can they go to join the network or how do they get in touch?
If you want to be a part of my network, you can give me a call, 404-981-3065. You can go to the website, Life by Design, coachingnetwork.coach. You can get in contact with me there. But if you're interested in being in the network, or if you, you know, have a question, maybe you've had issues with a depression or something, and you want to know if maybe someone in my network you can work with, or me yourself, certified mental health coach and certified telehealth coach.
So what does that process look like for someone kind of onboarding into the network?
A discovery call. If you give me a call, 404-981-3065, that 15-minute discovery call is absolutely free. Give me a call. Let's talk. Let's see, you know, what's going on. First of all, we just need to get a little bit of history and learn about you and kind of what you're facing. And then I can advise you is kind of what's the next steps you need to take. And with me, I do send out like a little questionnaire for them to fill out, an intake kind of situation to give me an idea of who this person is in a snapshot, if that makes sense. I created my own questionnaire. And once they complete that questionnaire, we go ahead and schedule the sessions, you know, date, times, whether it's 4 weeks or 6 weeks, we go ahead and schedule all those sessions. And I send them out a form, you know, a disclosure to sign, of course. And one thing is very important in that disclosure, I have to let them know I'm not a therapist. So if you start exhibiting suicidal ideation or something more serious, I will definitely get you to someone quick, fast, and in a hurry that can assist you with those things.
Gotcha. That's awesome. So now that you've been doing this for a few years, how does it feel to be doing what you're passionate about?
I love it. I love it. It's like, I don't know. It's just like a fish in water. When you find your purpose, you are so much more content in life. I mean, I know my indigenous sign is what we call in galactic signatures is world bridger. So my purpose in life is to help people find peace and bringing people together to be cooperative and working together and really just finding you, because I find that so many people, especially women, when you become wives and mothers, you have all these roles. You have a job, you're a sister, you're a mother. Sometimes they get a little lost because they think of themselves as a mother and a wife. They don't think of themselves as their first name. I'm Stacy or I'm Janine. And sometimes it's not until the kids grow up and leave the house that they start finding themselves again. So many people say, what is my purpose? Maybe at some point in life, I know you never stop being a mother. That's a purpose for you. But everyone, I believe, has a God-given talent, a purpose, something that you should be doing, something that brings you joy and that you love doing, wherein it doesn't even feel like work.
Yeah. So for you, what's the thing that brings you the most joy when you help these individuals?
Oh, my God. Seeing someone struggling to the point of tears, feeling like they're hopeless, they're defeated, like they just don't know where to turn or what to do, and being able to give them practical solutions to help put them on a path to being the best version of themselves. And they come back and tell me, you've changed my life. I remember years ago when I was telling you about the prison, I had a guy, because I used to do courses at the prison. I do anger management, all different type of courses, and individual one-on-one counseling. He called back to the prison. I'll never forget, years ago. He said, I just want you to know, I got home. I received so much love from my family. I already have a job. He said, you changed my life. He said, how you talked to me, the things you instilled in me. He said, you changed my life. I'm never coming back to prison. I just called you to tell you that.
Man, I imagine it's a very rare situation for you and also for the prisons to have someone actually want to call back to the prison after leaving.
They're not supposed to. I said, how did you get this? I'm like, they're not supposed to.
That's powerful.
But you live for those type of situations where you can really help someone who's struggling, because you don't have to struggle and you don't have to feel like it needs to be something serious, like, I'm not suicide, or no, it doesn't have to be that. If you just need help figuring it out, whatever, if you need help finding your voice, whatever you need, coaching is here for you to help you do that. Don't go at it alone. Get the help that you need.
What kind of people do you try to pull into the network so that you have a good resource of knowledge?
I try to get people who are like-minded, people who generally love what they do and have a passion for helping people. That's it. If you have a passion for helping people and you love what you do, that's the first criteria. And if you're good at what you do, because I will have have the clients complete a survey in the beginning, at the end, to let me know, how did you feel about working with this person?
Gotcha. Okay. So there's a good feedback loop to making sure that the network is populated with a lot of individuals that truly lead towards help.
Absolutely.
And then on the other side, how about for an individual client coming in? Is there like a waiting list, or what's that kind of time frame look like for someone getting into?
List. I know it does depend on specific agencies, because I work with agencies locally, and then I do work with agencies that are national. Some of those larger agencies, I won't, call the name of them. Some of those larger agencies, it's really quick. Within 48 hours, they can get in and see a therapist, psychiatrist, or psychologist pretty quickly. Now, some of the local agencies, it just depends. This could be a matter of fact of me going into a website, putting their name and information for them to get it. But they can get a turnaround within 4 to 5 days. Just depends on where they are. And I can always go before them and kind of speed that up too, get them a call in some of the local arenas and making sure that they have the availability for these clients. But I do work with people locally and nationally.
Yeah. And again, how can people get in touch, or how can people come over to get coaching with you?
Okay. The Life by Design Coaching Network .coach. It's important to put that .coach. 404-981-3065.
Awesome. And in closing, again, thank you so much for sharing. I mean, I love to hear your passion and really kind of what you're accomplishing. Not even like what you're trying to accomplish, but what you actually are accomplishing and the changes that you're seeing. What is one thing, if there's that person who's sitting there like, I don't think coaching's the right thing for me, or I don't think therapy's the right thing for me, What is the thing that you would want to tell that person?
The thing I would tell you is, are you happy? Are you content? Are you on purpose? Are you doing everything that you know God predestined for you to be doing right now? Are you procrastinating? Are you feeling lost? Are you tired all the time? Are you feeling like the world is going by and you're missing out? So if you're feeling all of those things and you're feeling like you're just not where you need to be, you need a coach. You need to talk to somebody. And it doesn't have to be, even if you book me for 2 or 3 sessions and you're great, that's fine too. You don't have to book 4 to 6 weeks, you know? It could only be 2 to 3 sessions that you need for somebody to kind of put you on the right path and get you a life plan. And once you got your life plan and you kind of have looked into it and be like, oh, okay, I got it. Because I find that most people don't know who they are. And that's the biggest problem. I've seen, you know, kids in high school get married at 18 years old and get divorced. Come on, we're different people at 18 and 31. We're not the same people. Had different goals, different everything. So they don't grow together, they grow apart. And then on the other hand, I know couples that got married in high school, they still together after 20-something years. And I see them, I'm like, wow, that's amazing. So they made the choices to kind of, I'm sure they went through some growing pains, but they stuck it out and they grew together and you know, kept it together. So it's just life. Things happen. Don't allow things to happen to you. Get in there and live and experience your life to the fullest. Don't feel like life is happening to you. You know what I mean? And when you feel like life is happening to you, then that's a problem.
Yeah, beautifully stated. Tony, thank you so much for taking the time to talk. It was great getting to hear your story and excited to see kind of what you're able to do in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you, Weston. Had a great time.